From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. West Sumatra must hold more events to attract tourists, according to Vice President Ma'ruf Amin. Indonesia faces big challenges to achieve sustainable development goals. Now, the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin assessed that West Sumatra needed to increase the number of interesting events and massive publications in order to attract domestic and foreign tourists. He made the statement at the West Sumatra Community Cultural and Economic Development Workshop on Tuesday, as quoted from a press release received in Jakarta on Wednesday. Next, we have the Sustainable Development Goals are a shared commitment that Indonesia must carry out until 2030. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Indonesia faces two major challenges to achieve Sustainable Development Goals, namely financing and communication. This was stated by the Acting Deputy for Maritime Affairs and Natural Resources at the Ministry of National Development Planning or Bappenas, Arifin Ridianto, on Tuesday.
Dalam implementasi SDGs, paling tidak kita masih menghadapi
in implementing the SDGs, at least we still face two big challenges, namely financing and communication. To achieve the SDGs by 2030, large financing of 67,000 trillion rupiah is needed, and more than 14,000 trillion rupiah is still to be met.
14,000 trillion rupiah yang masih harus dipenuhi.
Arifin Ridianto further said, after the pandemic, the financing needs for SDGs are expected to increase. That means the challenge of achieving the SDGs will be even greater. He also stressed that the SDGs are ambitious target and can only be achieved through partnership. Therefore, proper communication to the public requires special attention given the vast and diverse landscape of Indonesia. The last national news comes from the chairman of the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly, Bambang Susatyo, who encouraged the Indonesian Youth National Committee to improve youth relations with the Malaysian Youth Council in the form of dialogue and various other partnership. Bambang Susatyo made the statement in Jakarta on Tuesday. Next, we move to the international news. Religious organizations in Germany actively participate in public debates on the issue of SDGs and sustainable development strategies. Religious communities also play a role in conveying issues related to the SDGs. This was conveyed by Dr. Mark Oliver Paul, head of office of the German Council for Sustainable Development, at the Interfaith Discussion Forum, Optimizing Mixed Financing Opportunities in Jakarta on Tuesday.
I think it's also important to point out that religious communities function also as ambassadors for sustainability issues within their own communities and can thus make significant contribution to the achievement of some of the SDGs. For example, in Germany, religious organizations are very much involved in the social and the health sector and can contribute thus also to implementation of SDGs.
The Interfaith Discussion Forum was organized by the Ministry of National Development Planning, or BAPNAS, in collaboration with the German Institute. This forum was also attended by representative of non-governmental organization and representative from religious organization in Indonesia. Next, we have Australians started arriving in New Zealand on Wednesday after the country opened its borders to Australian travelers for the first time since mid-2021. Air New Zealand Chief Customer and Sales Officer Leanne Gerachty said the airline was running 11 near-full flights from Australia, with the first landing at Auckland International Airport earlier this morning. The last news comes from South Korea's health ministry on Wednesday said it will administer a second COVID-19 vaccine booster shot for people aged 60 and older as the country continues its battle against the Omicron coronavirus variant. Health Minister Kwon Deok-chol told a meeting that the government plans to expand the fourth round of vaccination to those aged 60 and older. Next, we present you Diplomatic Corner, entitled Indonesia Takes Part in Specialty Coffee Expo, Boston.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights: Indonesia takes part in Specialty Coffee Expo, SCE, Boston. Indonesia participated again in the Specialty Coffee Expo, or SCE, in Boston, Massachusetts, the United States, from 8 to 10 April 2022. The Specialty Coffee Expo Boston was followed by 406 booths from various coffee producers, such as green bean suppliers, roastery, packaged coffee production, coffee brewing equipment manufacturers, and many supporting products for the coffee industry. The Indonesia's participation in Boston SCE 2022 was attended by 90 participants of the Ministry of Trade, Ministry of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises, the Ministry of Agriculture, and Building Companies. They were supported by the Indonesian Consulate General, or KJRI New York, the Indonesian Embassy in Washington, D.C., the Indonesian Trade Promotion Center, or ITPC, Chicago, and ITPC, Los Angeles. Besides, Bank Indonesia New York, BNI New York, BRI New York, and Bank Mandiri also participated by presenting Indonesian small and medium enterprise partners along with supporting facilities. The Indonesian Consul General in New York, Arifi Saiman, accompanied by the head of Dharma Wanita Persatuan, KJRI New York, Endang Wahyuki Nasih Arif, in his opening remarks at the Indonesian Remarkable Coffee Booth, expressed his congratulations and high appreciation for the opening of the Indonesian booth. Arif Saiman further said that the participation of Indonesia in U.S. largest coffee exhibition is the right strategy for Indonesia to promote its excellent coffee products in the international markets. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Well, listener, the program Diplomatic Corner ends the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Oh.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on April 13, 1901, the birth of Jacques Lacan. Jacques-Marie Émile Lacan, or Jacques Lacan, was a famous French psychoanalyst who was a contemporary of Roland Barthes, Michel Foucault, and Derrida. He developed Sigmund Freud's semiology-based psychoanalysis. The main focus of his studies was the unconsciousness, which Freud had previously introduced. Lacan explores this unconsciousness again with the help of Saussure's linguistic model and focuses his study on the conversation between the analyst and the patient analysis. Now we move to the event on April 13, 1975, the civil war in Lebanon begins. On April 13, 1975, the civil war in Lebanon began with the Falangist extremist Christian group attack on a bus carrying Palestinians, killing 30 of them. As a result of this attack, Lebanese Muslims and nationalists rose up against the Falangists. Sometime later, following attacks carried out by this group against Palestinian refugee camps in Lebanon, the Palestinians also took part in the war. The civil war in Lebanon ended in 1999 with the signing of the Taif Agreement by the warring parties. We end Today in History with an event on April 13, 2013, Lion Air JT-904 crashed in the Sea of Bali. The Lion Air JT-904 plane crashed in the waters near Ngurah Rai Airport, Denpasar, Bali, before landing April 13, 2013. The Boeing 737-800NG aircraft reportedly skidded and fell into the water and caused the fuselage to break. Airport authorities confirmed that all 101 passengers and 7 crew members were safe, although some were injured. The results of an investigation by the National Transportation Safety Committee showed the incident was related to thick fog on runway 9 at the time of the accident. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Lalu mengapa kau diam saja, tak berdaya? Di belia usia, di masa yang paling indah, kau tampak tak bergairah. Sementara yang lainnya hidup seenaknya, seakan waktu takkan pernah ada akhirnya. Hanya mengejar kepentingan diri sendiri, lalu cuek akan derita sekitarnya. Astaga, apa yang sedang terjadi? Oh, astaga, hendak kemana semua ini? Bila kau muda sudah tak mau lagi peduli, muda putus asa dan kehilangan arah. Sementara yang lainnya hidup seenaknya, seakan waktu takkan pernah ada akhirnya. Hanya mengejar kepentingan diri sendiri, lalu cuek akan derita sekitarnya. Astaga, apa yang sedang terjadi? Oh, astaga, hendak kemana semua ini? Bila kau muda sudah tak mau lagi peduli, putus asa dan kehilangan arah.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Sea Transportation Directorate General of the Transportation Ministry, through the Jayapura Class 2 Seaport Authority, strengthened the cooperation with state-owned seaport operator PT Pelabuhan Indonesia or PT Pelindo in increasing the productivity of Jayapura Seaport and Sea Toll Road in eastern Indonesia. This cooperation was marked with the signing of two memoranda of understanding, namely the Land Asset Use from Seaport Reclamation Plan and State-Owned Asset Operation Cooperation. The signing was done in Makassar, South Sulawesi by Dwi Rahmatoto, a Pelindo 4 regional head, and the head of Jayapura Class 2 Seaport Authority, Captain Roni Fahmi. Captain Roni Fahmi, in a statement of Tuesday, said to support the seaport productivity, it needs cooperation and the government role. The seaport operator must also innovate with stakeholders in improving ship and loading services optimally. Roni Fahmi said the ship docking and logistic distribution in the loading at Jayapura Seaport for the last 5 years kept increasing significantly. According to Roni Fahmi, that certainly affects the services such as loading speed and the seaport's capacity in ship docking safely and securely. That must follow the standards of the International Safety Management Code and the International Ship and Port Facility Security Code on the International Convention on Safety of Life at Sea. Roni further remarked that currently the Jayapura Seaport is serving 14 regencies and cities in Papua and became the final seaport for ship services coming from the western into the eastern Indonesia. He believed with this cooperation and the use of reclamation land, the loading services will improve. At the same occasion, the Pelindo 4 regional head Dwi Rahmatoto also said that Pelindo appreciated and welcomed the signing of seaport operation and reclamation land use cooperation at Jayapura Seaport. He was certain this will improve the ship services and the loading speed.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Music.com.
Jika kau memang bukan pasanganku, aku akan menjauhi dirimu. Jika harus ku lupakan dirimu, lebih baik sekarang. Katakanlah, jangan diam, bicaralah, sayang. Sebenarnya, kamu sudah tak ada, sekuatnya, aku kamu coba tertawa. Sejujurnya, ini terlalu sakit, sayang, ini sakit, sayang, ku rela berpisah denganmu. Katakanlah, jangan diam, bicara. Sebenarnya kamu sudah tak ada. Sekuatnya aku kamu coba tertawa. Sejujurnya ini terlalu sakit, sayang.
kita memang harus pisah.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Mosques, which are places of worship for Muslims, have their own characteristic, both in terms of architecture and building materials in its region. One of the interesting Islamic worship buildings is the Tiban Gunung Kidul Mosque. This unique mosque is said to have been around for hundreds of years. The mosque, which is located in Gambarsari Hamlet, Jurang Jero Village, Ngawen District, Gunung Kidul, Yogyakarta Special Region Province, is different from other mosques in general. The Tiban Mosque was built without nails and very simple. The size is quite small, only 4.4 square meters. The mosque building resembles a house on stilts, using woven bamboo for the walls and dry grass as the roof. The mosque is also without a cement foundation, except large wood installed like a pole with the technique of peeling. In addition, there is also a barrel made of clay which is located outside the Tiban Mosque. The barrel was probably used to store water for ablution. Inside the mosque, there are several types of calligraphy installed on each side of the walls. The floor is made of woven bamboo, which is now covered with a green carpet. The location of the mosque, which is far from the crowds, more precisely in the middle of a thick plantation, makes the atmosphere of this mosque relatively quiet but beautiful. In addition to the unique shape of the building, the existence of the mosque in the plantation area is also mysterious. The caretaker of the Tiban Mosque, Mantos Suwitnyo, said that he did not know when the mosque was built. According to him, the mosque was suddenly in the yard not far from his house. Quoted from various sources, it is said that this mosque used to be on the top of the mountain located near Gambarsari Hamlet. Due to certain reasons, this mosque was blown up to Gambarsari Village, Gunung Kidul, Special Region of Yogyakarta. According to Mantos Suwitnyo, the Tiban Mosque has undergone several repairs, especially on the roof and walls. The process of repairing this mosque is usually carried out by local residents. Although the existence of the Tiban Mosque is in a remote area, it does not stop many people from visiting, because there is a story circulating that if one prays in this mosque, one's wish will be granted. So, it's no wonder that certain people visit this mosque, especially at night. The Tiban Mosque is located approximately 64 kilometers southeast of Yogyakarta, It takes more 1 hour to get to the Tiban Mosque by land transportation. That's Indonesian wonder.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Listener, today's topic is, wow, banyak sekali ya, which means, wow, that's a lot. Stay tuned. Listen to this conversation about wow, banyak sekali ya, which means wow, that's a lot. In a sidewalk shop in the road curve, Kevin sees one of party flags and the participation serial number in the general elections.
Rama, itu gambar apa?
Gambar yang mana?
Itu di samping pohon.
Oh, itu bendera salah satu partai yang mengikuti pemilu.
Kenapa ada angka 9 di bendera itu?
Oh, angka itu menunjukkan nomor urut partai dalam pemilu.
Memangnya ada berapa jumlah partai yang mengikuti pemilu?
Ada 20 partai.
Oh, banyak sekali ya.
Iya, Kevin.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times, and you can repeat after me. Itu gambar apa? Itu gambar apa? Which means, what picture is that? Oh, itu bendera salah satu partai yang mengikuti pemilu. Oh, itu bendera salah satu partai yang mengikuti pemilu. Which means, oh, that's the flag of a party participating in the general elections. Wow, banyak sekali. Wow, banyak sekali. Which means, wow, that's a lot. Partai, partai, which means party. Pemilu, pemilu, which means general elections. In the dialogue, there is an expression, wow, banyak sekali ya, wow, banyak sekali ya, which means, wow, that's a lot. The word wow is an interjection which is used to express shock, amazement, and wonder of something. It is usually followed by adjective or noun to describe shock, amazement, and wonder of something. For example, wow, rajin sekali Andi dalam belajar. Wow, rajin sekali Andi dalam belajar, which means, wow, how diligent Andi in studying. Wow, cantik sekali adiknya Ayu. Wow, cantik sekali adiknya Ayu, which means, wow, how beautiful Ayu's sister is. In addition to the word wow, there are also other words, aduh and astaga, to show shock, amazement, and wonder of something. Like the word wow, the words astaga and aduh are usually followed by adjective or noun too. For example, aduh, baik sekali hati anak kecil itu. Aduh, baik sekali hati anak kecil itu, which means, oh, how kind the little kid is. Astaga, Lia terlihat sangat cantik mengenakan gaun itu. Astaga, Lia terlihat sangat cantik mengenakan gaun itu. Which means, oh gosh, Lia looks so beautiful in that dress. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Rama, itu gambar apa?
Gambar yang mana?
Itu di samping pohon.
Oh, itu bendera salah satu partai yang mengikuti pemilu.
Kenapa ada angka 9 di bendera itu?
Oh, angka itu menunjukkan nomor urut partai dalam pemilu.
Memangnya ada berapa jumlah partai yang mengikuti pemilu?
Ada 20 partai.
Oh, banyak sekali ya.
Iya, Kevin.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. See you next time with another interesting topic. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Jika kau
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a song from Papua entitled Wampasi Wambarek. The song Wampasi Wambarek is the song of people in Biak, Papua. Wampasi means low tide season. According to the lyrics, Wampasi happens in the west wind season in Biak. Wampasi phenomenon is truly wonderful. It seems like being carried away by the receding sea water. The little birds on the beach are singing at high tide. Well, listener, here is the song Wampasi Wambarek by Trio Ambisi.
Yo Voice of Indonesia.
Togetherness in English Language Program Broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at Voice Indonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.